This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
No member-elect, having received a majority of the votes cast, a speaker has not been elected.
That's Cheryl Johnson, clerk of the U.S. House of Representatives, after one of the 11 votes the House took over the past 3 days before voting to adjourn late on Thursday. A band of 20 right-wing lawmakers again blocked California Congressman Kevin McCarthy on Thursday from becoming Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives in an ongoing protest that he's not beholden enough to the conservative cause. The third day of balloting to pick a new leader of the 435-member lower chamber of Congress looked much like the first 2 days, with McCarthy, a 16-year lawmaker and the current House Republican leader, falling well short of the majority of 218 votes he needs to win the job. The United States will use pandemic-era restrictions to rapidly expel Cuban, Nicaraguan, and Haitian migrants caught illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. This, according to President Biden on Thursday, as he seeks to gain control of migration. Biden is expected to allow up to 30,000 people from those three countries, plus Venezuela, to enter the country by air each month. But Biden said those who hope to benefit from that plan must follow the rules.
If you're trying to leave Cuba, Nicaragua, or Haiti, have agreed to begin a journey to America, do not just show up at the border. Stay where you are and apply legally from there. Starting today, if you don't apply through the legal process, you will not be eligible for this new parole program.
Biden made those comments in Washington on Thursday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News, and you can find more on this story at our website, voanews.com. The Coast Guard of the U.S. has removed more than 300 Cuban migrants from a remote island national park off the Florida coast. Homeland Security officials said 337 migrants were taken Thursday by Coast Guard Cutter from Dry Tortugas National Park on a 70-mile trip to Key West, where they'll be processed. They're among more than 700 migrants, mostly Cubans, who arrived in Florida by boats over the New Year's weekend. More than 4,400 Cubans and Haitians have arrived in Florida since August. The U.S. Census Bureau says more than 1% of the adult population in the United States was displaced by natural disasters in the past year. APZ Donahue has more.
That's more than 3 million people. The Household Pulse survey says they were forced out of their homes by hurricanes, floods, fires, tornadoes, or other disasters. Nearly 1 million people were impacted in Florida. The state was hit hard by Hurricanes Ian and Nicole in the fall. The survey says more than a third were out of their homes for less than a week. About 1 in 6 never returned to their homes. The Census Bureau says invitations were sent to more than 1 million households to take part in the experimental survey and collected more than 70,000 responses. I'm Ed Donahue.
Known for a history that includes civil rights activism and music, Nashville's Fisk University has made a giant leap for a historically black college and university in the United States, women's gymnastics. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Fisk University, a private school with 1,000 students, is the first historically black school to take part in an NCAA women's gymnastics meet. Coach Corrine Tarver admits she knew it would be tough to recruit from the ground up.
I didn't know how, I kind of was like, there's no way I'm going to get 15 girls. I knew I could get athletes. I just didn't think I was going to be able to get this many.
The squad currently trains in an off-campus gym. Coach Tarver says she hopes fans and the athletes don't expect to knock off powerhouses competing this week in Las Vegas. I'm Norman Hall.
Venezuela's opposition National Assembly on Thursday appointed 3 exiled lawmakers to direct it and create a commission to control foreign assets, including oil refiner Citgo Petroleum, as the outgoing leader Juan Guaido bid farewell and thanked his supporters. The assembly voted last week to remove Guaido as its interim president. The United States and other governments had backed Guaido after deeming the 2018 re-election of President Nicolas Maduro as fraudulent. And the corruption scandal at the European Parliament deepened this week as officials said they would seek to lift immunity on 2 more lawmakers accused of taking bribes from Qatar. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.